if this makes the edit, I would just want the audience to know that I think, Arthur, you come off as a lot more like
reserved
and like you have, you know,
shit together.
Liberal opinions or whatever.
I don't think he comes out liberal.
Let's take a step back.
Homie's conservative, dude.
But on the show, dude,
we have two libtards in the house, though. I think Brie is pretty libtarded.
You think so?
Yeah, Burrito.
Nah, I mean, man. I love gays.
He doesn't even eat ass.
I think Burrito believes in UBI.
I believe in UBI.
I'm pretty libtarded.
Wait. Let's UBI, yes or no? No.
Yes.
Seems. With a
no,
lot of
asterisks. You didn't even let him fucking finish. No, yes asterisk. Or no, Burrito?
No asterisk. Just a basic concept.
Yeah, sure, that'd be cool. See? I want to get paid. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
How do they keep their economy balanced, though?
I don't know
you
how
spend,
any of the works.
And then you get taxes on that.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of
still
it's going to work.
Still doesn't calculate. It's just
enough. Well, here's the big secret, guys. Money's fucking fake.
Damn!
Like, the government doesn't really give a shit if it has money or not.
Right.
We made it up.
It's right. all,
we
made it's, it all up. It's all fucked. So just let them print more, God damn it.
I mean, I like... Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys ever gotten to the end of Monopoly?
No, I never even started.
It sucks at the end.
What is the end of Monopoly?
One guy has all the money. He has a monopoly on the whole board. That's why it's called Monopoly.
Seems like that take forever.
You got a monopoly.
One guy's got all the money, and everyone else is in jail.
I don't even know how to play.
Hey, that's like real life.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't have any money, and I'm not in jail. So what the?
You're still playing the game.
Yeah, you're still playing.
You're not in jail yet.
McFly, are you bringing sexy back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, we got the mood lighting.
You know, I haven't heard that song in probably years. When was the last time you heard "Sexy Back"?
This morning.
If you went to any wedding, like in the past 2-3 years, you probably heard it.
They didn't play it in mine.
Dang.
I don't think they did.
Dang.
They did not. He did not bring "Sexy Back."
God. They don't make songs like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't make fun music.
They don't make
anymore.
Songs anymore, man.
They make hooks.
Don't even get me started on my Rick Beato.
So we got
takes.
Three yeses and one no on UBI.
I don't give
what's
a fuck,
what's
really.
Another? Universal healthcare.
I think I'm more libtarded on the gays, the gays and LGBT. I think we all have our own little corners of libtardedness.
Yeah.
Universal healthcare.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
No.
See, he's super conservative.
I know, he's the most conservative person on here. And then people think I'm the one. Just because I like to be racist sometimes.
Yeah. Racism, look, guys, that's racism not even... does not equal conservatism.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Be, look,
it's
look,
just
exactly.
fucking. Oh,
hey, look, the Chinese, universal healthcare.
Look, the Chinese are communists.
Yeah, and I like it, that part of them.
And they're
I don't
the
like their
most
face.
Racist people in the world.
Yeah, I like Asians. I like their politics, but I don't like them, you know?
Like, they politics and some of their asses, but them as people couldn't care less for them.
Amen, universal dude. Healthcare burrito.
He said yes. He said hell yes.
Yeah. I'm pro. Stop making me pay for all the doctor's shit.
Exactly.
That I have to
also,
do.
If you're not going to make it universal, roll in dental care.
Roll it in. We're all pro. I don't want to pay for shit.
Yeah.
HMA
pay for
on
shit.
This. HMA. Let's say that's like all approved, ready to go. We're living HMA. By it. But it takes you like, you know, twice as long as it takes you currently to get like a doctor's appointment.
You know how long it takes me currently?
Yeah.
I don't.
Times two.
Because I don't go.
Damn, he doesn't even use it. He still wants it.
I'm paying for it now.
God.
I hate doctors, man.
Then don't. Is it because it's like the just in case necessary evil idea?
What, insurance? No, I don't think. I think it's a basic fucking. If you're a civilization, you should be able to take care of your people.
No, I'm saying why you pay for it. I'm asking why you're paying for it because it's
for cancer.
Evil.
And also, just in case. Oh yeah, cancer's a big one. And you know, you have to, otherwise you get taxed.
Really?
You have to have health insurance.
Yeah, you get a penalty. It's not that much.
It's like $150 or $200.
It's cheaper to just get penalized.
Is that still in it?
Yeah.
Oh okay. Trump took it away actually for a little while.
Well,
when it came back,
not president.
Put it back. Nice.
Yeah, so he was kind of
he's
our
doing.
President.
All right, this is all pre-show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I had insurance, so I didn't give a shit if he took it away.
This was the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Slam City State of the Union.
The Slam City State of the Union. Mine's better. Just click mine and do the hob version.
Dude, you just huff and puff your way through it. I hate that. I like the original one.
Should we start this?
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money punk sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front
showing you how to do.
But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Did you ever know a dog?
Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Doom.
Are you guys counting Doug Fennell?
No.
He's the dog, though.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. How many of you listen to Grizzly House? Gemini Jackson, some of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Jesus Christ, I have phlegm.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
I have the meat.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Will you invite us to a party? Burrito's bringing the meats. I'm bringing the phlegm, baby.
Nice, dude.
I brought phlegm.
What are you bringing?
COVID.
I'm bringing 7-layer dip.
Oh, shit. Ooh, I'm nice. Bringing cheesecake, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that a little later. Okay, what was I going to say?
Wait, so when is this coming out, you think?
Summertime?
Probably like next year.
Okay. I thought we would do like a beginning of the year episode, but I think we already did that episode.
Time doesn't exist in Slam City. No, we went over this.
It's ephemeral.
But let's, for once, let's just put a little timestamp on it. Right now, it's January 4th, 2024. It's the new year. It's the fourth. And you know, it's all about new beginnings. This year, I'm not going to be a bitchy little bitch anymore.
Wow.
I'm not. I am going to continue to be racist. That's not even.
That's not really that's bitchy.
It's
pretty determined.
Now, I'll put this in perspective. Yeah. The Edit Bay can release whenever, so it could do this one like tomorrow. So
wow.
That's know. Well. That's a no, I mean, aggressive like, edit, though.
I wouldn't call that aggressive.
Jump the line.
I'll call it liberal.
Okay. Burrito, do you have any other resolutions?
Resolutions,
continue
you know.
Continue boxing?
Continue boxing and ooh, maybe.
Continue boxing.
Continue, what's that?
Boxing people in.
Boxing people and boxing.
Putting people in boxes.
Fucking more fat chicks,
putting
I think.
His dick in boxes is boxing.
Exactly. I'm going to try to fuck more fat chicks this year.
It's nice, man.
I'm going to hold you to that. Yeah. And I want to see pictures. Otherwise, it never happened.
He
out
wants
of the
see...
fucking, just of these bitches.
By the way, I don't want to fuck fat chicks, but that's just usually,
that's just
what happens.
That's just the lane, okay?
So.
At least he means P-H-A-T, though, right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's just be straight about it.
So I'm just saying, like, if I say I want to fuck them, then it makes it easier to do.
I see. It's manifesting.
Wait, does fucking include sticking your dick in a physical, wet human pussy?
No, it could be fingering.
Okay.
Sexual relations.
Finger banging.
It could be finger banging.
Sometimes
whatever.
That's all you do, right? And then you just go home.
And by more, do you mean like one?
What's that?
By more, do you mean like one?
No, like three this year. How about that?
He set some higher goals now. Okay.
Three this month.
Damn.
You got to make sure you get their smart goals. Man,
I set up my bed frame.
Yeah, he's not sleeping on the floor anymore.
I thought you were sleeping on a couch.
Ooh. Oh man,
I was sleeping on the couch, but I've been on a mattress.
Now he's on a fucking bed frame.
I'm on a bed frame.
That's how his 2023 went. How did your 23?
Wait, is this a main stage bed frame though?
Yeah, it's a main stage.
Is this like rooms to
it's
go?
It's Amazon something.
Oh wow, so
I think
like
it's closer to main stage.
Xinhui.
Yeah, probably
it's
the same
China
thing.
Bed.
That's cool though.
What
else?
What
kind of bed did you put on it?
There's a brand of Chinese aquarium gear.
Okay.
Right? And
all
it's,
right.
It's spelled H-Y-G-G-A. The way they use that H, it's a lowercase H.
Is it a way I'm going to like?
It's a lowercase H, and it looks like a stretched N.
Oh, okay. But it's not, it's not pronounced like an N.
No, it's not. Why would
but
you pronounce
it? But I can if I want to,
it
right?
It looks like it.
Okay.
You could.
It's like mixing your hearts correctly.
No, you wouldn't.
Wow. Hey, well, tell them about that guy that's going into the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Noah.
Yeah. Noah.
Do you watch sports, like college football by any chance?
No, not okay. really.
Yeah. Well, I guess this doesn't apply to you then.
But no, I think you'll like it, though.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Oh.
There's a guy going into college football. This may not even be his real last name.
He might have made this up?
He might have made it up.
That's pretty funny.
Or he might have changed it.
To what?
Legally.
No, legally.
Right.
Yeah. I'm at a world
but his
peace.
Name is Noah, which is
right. His
not
name is Noah, N-O-A-H. His last
name is a good,
name
solid Christian name.
Is K-N-I-G-G-A.
He's such a little sexy ass
dad. So okay. They're just going to be calling him Noah K.
Yeah, but you know, but
no K.
They might pronounce that K though, so go ahead and say it. It's burrito. Not as bad if you pronounce the K. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, like Knigget.
Yeah,
you're the announcer. This is your job.
Kniga?
You're a sports announcer.
Oh, hey, Kniga.
Kniga's not bad.
Kniga.
I think that's what Kniga. They're going to do.
That's not bad.
For telling the
I think they're going to mispronounce him, it every
until
time.
Until he says it, and he's like, nah, it's...
Yeah, say my name, bitch.
Say your name. Tell everybody you... Yeah, it's so hot. It's great Dude. Branding.
And if he's really good, then the entire stadium's gonna be.
I know Noah. Everyone's gonna be chanting.
They're not gonna be chanting Noah. No, they're gonna be chanting something else.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to have a statement about the new year? Just me.
Oh yeah, Bruno, you got any resolutions?
Oh. Oh yeah. I'm trying to be less stressed out.
Oh, that's good.
Great, Love man.
It. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other more matcha tea, less yerba mate?
No. You know what? I made a resolution to ride my bike every week.
Hey, once a week. Get on it.
That's manageable. Yeah. Did you also make a New Year's resolution to have more mustache than beard?
No, that's just how it always is.
Oh, okay, I like it.
Yeah.
I think it just looks that way because he has more gray.
Oh, you have more gray on the beard part.
Woo!
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nah, girl, it looks good. That wasn't
you wear
a roast.
It well. New Year's resolutions. I had one. I can't remember what it was anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Have a smaller dick?
Yeah. I'm gonna whittle my dick down this year. I tried pulling it too hard last year. I grew an inch.
Yeah. Man,
did you
I
know
feel
that?
Really bad for you.
Did you know if you stretch it too much, your dick grows? So you want to keep it tight, right, guys? You want to keep your dick tight.
You're saying if you jerk off more, then it gets bigger?
Yeah.
Really? It is a muscle, though.
Yeah, are you not, like, growing?
I love muscle.
Are you guys not growing?
No, man. I think you just have the...
I hang
been
weights
blessed.
Off of it, though. Yeah, I do hang weights off of it.
He's currently at 18 and a half inches. That's crazy.
I feed it.
It helps to be, like, one of those African tribes where you put, like, a...
Yeah,
you
it's start like doing a gauge.
Gauge it every year. Every year you put another ring on it.
No, you have to wrap it around like this.
Like the neck thing.
Yeah, like the neck, and then you
gotta
just
wrap
click in another.
Add a ring.
Yeah, you click another ring in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
I would think they put on something like a toilet paper roll so they keep it tucked, and then whenever they need to use it, it's just like, unroll it.
No. You're trying to keep it.
But how are you going to walk around and stuff? You got 18 and a half inches of ring on you.
That's the fucking point.
18 and a half?
That's the point.
You don't walk around?
No, you do.
Oh.
Then everyone knows, and that's
everyone
what you
knows.
Want.
Everyone knows, hey, that's the chief of the tribe.
Maybe it wags at the
You know
the
how
base.
I know that's the chief of the tribe?
18
that's
rings.
Staff.
18 rings.
And
he's
a half.
Been around the earth 18 times.
This guy's the reason why we have half rings.
Right.
Damn. Arthur, what about you, man?
Stay king.
Stay king!
Dude, you need a hip-hop drop for that.
Yeah, that really is.
So you're like, stay king.
Time to get the air horn sample.
Yeah, exactly. The air horn sample we meant to put on here season one.
No, my
never
air
did.
My air horn's always Master P.
That's not a bad drop. How about, can you say I'm going to stay king and then do a fart drop right after?
Sure.
Hey, stay what's your, okay. Hold on. What's your New Year's resolution, Arthur?
Stay king.
Not as good. Not as powerful.
Yeah.
All right.
Double X Quantimino.
It's in the game.
All right, guys. In your prime, could you have done it?
Tell us about it, Gemini.
Since 1948, the 72-ounce top sirloin dinner has been served free to anybody who can eat the entire steak and trimmings within 1 hour. Because of the extra preparation time required in our kitchen, we ask that all attempts be limited to weekdays only before 9 p.m. Ask your server for complete details. Could you, in your prime, have eaten 72 ounces, all the trimmings, and the sides?
We're talking like over 5 pounds of
Six
food.
Pounds.
What's a porterhouse?
Like 24?
4.5?
Usually ish 24-ish. Yeah, this is four and a half pounds. No,
four
wait.
And a half pounds.
No, this is
it's
five
way
and a half.
More than that because they're talking about the sides as well.
Six? 16?
16 ounces.
Four and a half. You're right. Four and a half.
But we're also talking about those trimmings.
Yeah.
Like you got to eat the mashed potatoes and the veggies and all
you
that bullshit.
You
got to
eat all the gristle too.
I don't think I've ever, when I go to a steakhouse, I don't think I've ever eaten more than a 16-ounce steak.
Baller.
I have maxed I've done a 28.
Oh, maybe I have done like a prime rib that was probably 20,
right.
20 something.
And but there's a time limit on this too,
it's
right?
It's 1 hour.
Yeah.
I did not feel good.
No, and how much was it?
Yeah.
What?
That you said you didn't feel good about?
28, yeah. This
yeah,
is not
that's
even
a
close.
Lot, dude.
This is like three times as much.
Not three times.
Yeah, it's also top sirloin.
84 ounces is three times.
What if it was Wagyu?
I don't think that makes a difference.
No, it would
be too
much.
I feel like I can do it.
No, I don't think you could do 70. 72 ounces of Wagyu?
Yeah, man.
Of rich meat?
Dude, A5 Wagyu at 72 ounces, what would you say, 4.5 pounds?
It's Jesus, like,
that's
going
to be $600.
No, we're not talking about money here. We're talking about
challenge. I know, but like, just for
you would
context,
eat it all so we wouldn't have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I totally would for $600.
Dude,
yeah,
but it'd be too much.
As
do you think I'd like shit myself or what?
You
like vomit?
It's
all
just
fatty
so,
though,
it's
right?
So fatty.
So fatty.
You would be shitting yourself.
72, 4.5.
It wouldn't be. It doesn't taste good in quantity.
I don't think I could fit over like 2 pounds of solid food in me like, ever.
In your ever?
I don't think so.
I think
so.
You could have it.
Maybe
in
like
your prime.
Over five though.
In my prime, I've never done something like this.
But shove like that much in 1 hour. I feel like that's a special breed of people that can put that much.
Absolutely.
Food in them
absolutely
and within an hour. Yeah.
My answer is no.
I mean, I used to eat a lot, but
pussy
like over
boom.
over look a
what
long
happened to
time,
that beard,
you know, like,
dog?
Damn,
it's
dude,
all covered
I
in cum.
Do that in an hour.
It's not covered. Sorry, it's just it's got bleached by the pussy juice. You know,
welcome to Slam City.
Yeah. Women's underwear's got them spots. Yeah, well, Burrito's beard does too.
Yeah, bitch. Welcome to the Thunderdome, dude.
Yeah, we should just make up a new commercial about his beard.
It's called his beard's called Drenched.
Shit. Hey, man, that's your cologne,
Drenched.
Dog.
Drenched by Burrito.
Miguel. Yeah, it smells like pussy juice.
It's D-R-N-C-H-D. Drenched. TD.
What were you saying, Burrito?
What? Oh,
I don't know. Whatever you just said, I didn't hear a single word of it. Because they were talking about how much of a pussy you were.
I used to eat a lot when I was younger, but not all not in an hour. I used to spread it out.
Yeah.
I could do 72 ounces in like a day.
A day? That doesn't count.
If it was like meals and stuff, I'd kill it.
How many people do you think did this?
Like 100. That's my guess.
Since 1948?
Guesstimation unknown.
Yeah, guess.
Oh, I'll say like 100.
Do you know?
It's probably way lower.
I'd just say 250.
Burrito?
Whew. Man.
Do you know the answer?
Man. I mean, 100
really?
Sounds pretty good, but I'm cynical. Let's go with 50.
Damn.
He's probably closer. Did we all go over?
Nope.
Oh, we're not even close?
238.
Ding, ding, ding. Rich went over. I was close to going over.
Yeah,
you said 238.
Going over is fucking bullshit.
I meant 283.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's 238. I looked it up.
I
Let's go back, though. Even if you do go
bullshit.
Over, it's closer. It's a better guess.
Yeah, Price is Right rules, bitch.
That's fucking bullshit.
No. Price is Right rules.
You
everybody understands closest without getting over.
Yeah, that's just so stupid though.
No, it's
dude.
Not because you lost.
So 909 if the amount is 1,000,
yeah.
A guy says 998, you say 1,001.
He'd go over
you
though.
Win. You can go
no,
to do,
you
yeah, break
win.
A tie or whatever.
You win?
Break a tie, whatever. But if it's between saying like, hey, guess this number, I say 1,001, someone says
998. Oh.
It doesn't make sense that they win.
It doesn't
yeah,
default.
Yeah, it's $1, Bob.
It doesn't default to... It
that's
doesn't
fucking
default.
Why they do $1.
It doesn't default. Life doesn't default to prices.
That's
right
what I'm
rules.
Saying.
Yeah,
I'm
it does. Like,
but guesstimation unknown does default
oh,
to
okay.
prices.
Well, then my
that's
bad.
The problem.
I'm sorry.
Correct.
My bad, dude.
Guesstimation unknown.
But anyways, I won anyways right. because he was wrong about the first number. It was,
yeah, it was
283.
Damn.
But what's the purpose of doing something like this? Is it for the honor? Is it for the T-shirt? It's not for. It's not to save money because you're basically hurting yourself for free.
If you like challenges, I think it's all about the eating challenge.
Challenging yourself.
I think it's the same reason people run marathons, right? Because at the end of that, you shit yourself.
Or you shit yourself in the middle. Keep running.
It generally happens in the middle of it.
Yeah,
what do you do? Just like toss?
In the middle of it, you shit yourself.
Does it just come out like rabbit droppings? What happens?
Well, these are ultra athletes. Yeah, they got dense dung and they just kick it with their feet. They kick it down
dung.
With their feet. Either that or it slides down with its diarrhea. Yeah.
It's like
I've
speeding through a dirt road.
Have you guys met my friend Dense Dung? He's an Asian guy.
Yeah. Dense Dung?
That dude's
he's stupid as hell.
But he's got
he's built
abs.
Dennis
yeah,
Dung.
But he's got fucking
Dennis.
Abs.
Yeah.
Dennis Dung.
Dennis Dung.
It's our new Asian friend.
Dennis and Doug Dung.
Dennis
the
Douglas
brothers.
Dung.
They're 3D. Twin brothers. Oh, it's 3D?
Yeah.
Dennis Douglas Dung? I like the nickname. I love the
3D.
Nickname 3D. I love the nickname 3D.
All What's right. that 3D?
Especially for a dude named Dennis Douglas Dung.
Why do you call it 3D?
Because I'm Asian.
So you've got a big ass thick head,
mm-hmm.
like you're dumb also,
yeah.
and you're like ripped.
You're ripped.
You're called 3D. You slaying.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be slaying.
Because one, you're dumb as hell. Two, you're ripped. What's the third D?
Dick.
Dick. You know who I'm thinking of?
Dong.
Who?
The guy from
Bola.
Beef.
Huh?
The Brother and Beef.
I didn't see Beef.
Oh, okay. I'm alone on this island. It's all right.
Beef? Did you watch Beef Burrito?
No.
Have you eaten a beef burrito?
I have eaten a beef burrito.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Slammage.
Slammage.
All right. We got the honor to design our own sandwich at Quiznos.
Oh.
Hypothetical meta-analysis. Oh, well, it's called the slammage.
Look, I'll tell you what.
It's slammage.
The guacamole goes on the bread on one side.
Yes.
Every single time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, that's the whole sandwich.
The guacamole sandwich. Yeah.
It's just guacamole on one side of bread, and they give it to you. And it's called the slamwich. It's fucking for broke people.
It's like avocado
toast. It's avocado toast. Slamwich.
Hey, before we continue on this, it's just a side note. I went to Quiznos recently.
Tell us about it, right?
Oh, my God.
I got an 8-inch Italian sub.
Hey, what was
sub.
His name? 8-inch Italian sub could be a dude.
Italian, damn. Yeah.
And he was a sub.
And he was a sub, yeah.
Pedro Noki. Pedro Noki.
Nah, his name was Ignacio.
Pedro Gnocchi?
Yeah, that's his name.
It was Jeffrey Spaghetti? Oh, Guillermo Spaghetti.
Guillermo, yeah.
Guillermo.
Billy Spag? What's Italian? You know Billy Giuseppe. Spag?
Giuseppe Spaghetti.
Yeah. Spaghetti.
With an 8-incher.
Yeah.
Garlic stick.
How much do you think that costs with chips and a drink?
$12.94.
Oh, really?
Anyone else?
You got an 8-inch?
8-inch,
with
yeah.
Chips and a drink.
Italian?
He's fucking calculating right now.
Chips and a drink.
I'm on 13.50.
You know, chips and a drink, so I don't actually know what that
is. You should. Oh, how many times did you see that fucking menu?
Wow, dude.
I remember we saw his Quiznos.
It's probably, what, around like 10 bucks?
For the sandwich.
You lie.
For an 8-incher.
14.
I was close without going over. I said 13.50.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that a lot,
it
though?
It is, kind
for
of, but
Quiznos America, sub.
By the inflation?
Yeah.
Hey, timestamping the calendar date, as Brian did earlier, since it's coming out next week, January 4th, 2024.
By inflation.
A Quiznos spicy Italian, chips and a drink, costs $14.
Right.
January 5th, 2024.
And just so you know, just timestamp, Biden's the president right now, but if you're listening to this in a year, it'll be Trump again. So just be grateful for where you are in the future.
How much do you think a sandwich will cost under Trump?
Under Trump, 16.
12.
12 bucks?
I'm on 16.
He's bringing down the prices of sandwiches. That's why I'm voting for him.
And I still lace in the pockets.
You know, at least you have a valid reason to vote for him.
I'm a one-issue voter, dude.
Yeah, it's price of sandwich voter. Listen, hands are tied. I don't give a shit about our shit. All I give a shit about is my sandwich prices.
Okay, so the slammage.
Yeah.
You're saying it's avocado toast.
That was just a joke.
That's a horrible idea. Okay.
Actually, no, I'm going with it. You
yeah,
guys,
because you're gone.
Yeah, I'm going with it. It's actually not a bad idea.
No, because you can make a lot of money on it, right?
Yeah.
Or avocados are kind of expensive, though, right?
Sounds
a little
pretty
bit.
Good. You got to upcharge if you want avocado on a sandwich, unless you get
the
a sandwich that already has avocado on it.
Unless you get the slammage.
So you're going to sub out ingredients.
You can do whatever you want vegetable-wise with the sandwich.
Hey, guys, listen. This is a fucking Quiznos life hack.
First off, what's a fucking vegetable?
No. You guys like guac? Make sure you get the sandwich that has guac already on it. The fixings and trimmings,
there are two
you can
sandwiches.
Do whatever.
Oh there are two God, sandwiches dude. With guacamole on it.
Toast
one
burrito.
It got turkey,
he
and
will.
The other one has chicken. So if you get either one of those, then you can say, hold everything else and just get whatever else you want on it.
Yeah.
Like roast beef?
And then you don't have to pay extra
for
the
guac.
Guacamole. Yeah,
can I put roast beef on that? Pepperoni?
No, you can't add meat. Well, you can add meat for an upcharge.
For a charge, man.
For how much? $2?
I don't remember exactly what it is because I never do it.
Well, let us know next time you go to work at Quiznos.
Yeah, if you order an actual slammage, tell us about it, Brita.
Just go up there and ask for the slammage and see what they
can
give
I get
you.
The slammage?
Yeah.
That's what you should do for us. That's what you should do for us, Brita. You should go and ask them for a slammage, right?
Yeah.
And they go, what the fuck is that? And you're like, you tell me.
Let me tell you.
You tell me.
No, you tell me. You ask the Quiznos person to make you the slammage. The way they
like
think,
it.
The way they think
it
should
it
be, the way they think it should be.
It's manager's choice,
player's choice. He just gives you bread and charges.
No, but you should get the manager to do it. That's
yeah,
what
don't get
sense.
These mouth breathers.
Yeah,
on
fuck
the
that
line.
Bitch that put the guac on your lettuce, man. Get the manager
yeah,
to fucking do it.
Don't get
I don't
mouth
like
breathers
this.
On
the
line.
With the most tenure,
I hadn't seen
the 15-year vet.
I don't know where she is. I haven't been in like a month.
Oh my god!
Get the slammage.
She's dead. They think you're dead.
But they're gonna call it a welfare check.
They probably do think I'm dead. I'm gonna go for the first time in a month, like tomorrow.
Wow.
Get the slammage.
He already has his whole day planned around Quiznos.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
So, but did I hear correctly? You want the slammage to be whatever someone thinks it is?
Yeah.
Just in general, that's just what it is whatever you think a slammage is?
I just want to know what somebody else thinks it is.
If I go up to the Quiznos manager or shift manager and I tell them, I want a slammich. And they're like, what's that? I was like, you tell me. It's just, I'm asking for a sandwich, make me a sandwich. And whatever comes to mind is like what it is.
But going forward, is that the way a slammich is made? No. Just this one time?
Yes.
It's very Slam City.
That's his slammich.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like an ether slammich. It could be whatever, but it's just
they look at you this is Burrito's fucking
YouTube channel.
Based on what? Yeah, like based on your vibe.
Like if they knew it was Burrito Bandito, they'd make him a turkey bacon guac. And what was the custom on it? Sub olives?
No, I don't think Tommy likes olives.
What? There aren't any olives on it. Turkey bacon guac.
Yeah, there's three things. Can you count the turkey?
Well, bacon, I heard lettuce was on it.
Yeah, there's stuff on it.
Spinach.
And olives. Well, add olives.
I put spinach on it because that's what
that's what
I
it is.
On.
Yeah, you sub spinach.
He doesn't sub it.
Yeah.
You sub the lettuce for spinach.
Oh, is there lettuce?
Yeah, I take off the lettuce and put on spinach.
Lettuce is garbage.
Yeah,
I'll
especially
die.
That.
I'll die.
Don't
on
ever
that.
Get the iceberg lettuce. Either get the either get the romaine or get the spinach.
Get arugula.
They don't have arugula. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sorry, I don't work there, so I don't know all the menu items.
I was watching some video that said that kale was poisonous.
I don't think that's true.
I
think you should stop watching that YouTube channel. I think you should stop watching whatever YouTube channel that was.
Yeah. No, but someone was some
was
guy
it on Slam City.
Some guy that
that's not reputable news, dude.
Some guy that didn't look like he was a scientist or anything was saying that the kale plant is basically the filter of all the shit that's in the world. You know,
so
it's like. So it's like filtering out all these metals and
tilapia
shit. Like heavy metals. They say there's a lot of heavy metals.
Tilapia is a shit eater too.
Yeah, but it was saying like kale is like the catfish of the garden.
But I also think it breaks down a lot of it. There might be lead.
Maybe
but
it's in the root. You know, eat the root.
Oh, the root?
The root.
Okay.
Could hold all the precious metals in the root.
Rooting around.
That's why they call the root of a kale the catalytic converter of the world.
Yeah, that's what this guy was saying.
It's where you get all the palladium.
Palladium.
What's your slammage?
Palladium was the name. We had a club in Beaumont. Does everyone have a palladium?
It's a chain.
Oh, chain. It's a strip club, right?
Palladium.
I think so.
No, I think it's just a club.
Oh, it is.
Or maybe it's like, it's this idea that everyone that wants to open a club has to come up with a name, and about like 2 times out of 10, call palladium.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Palladium.
It's not even a pretty chain. Funny. It's just
that's that's a theater here.
A Common Thought.
It's the name of a theater.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And it's huge. So if
Parallel.
You drove by and you were like, is that a strip club?
My God.
And you'd be like, oh, damn.
That's what Burrito talks about.
40 floors of whores.
Slammage. I don't know. Maybe just a grilled cheese.
It's not bad.
Your guys' sandwiches suck. What?
I don't know.
A fucking avocado toast is not a sandwich, number one.
It's not a sandwich. It's a slammage.
I'll give
I'm
you that.
I'm trying to think what I like. I
but
mean, I like Italian
cheese?
Subs.
Can you get a grilled cheese at Quiznos?
No.
So
I don't
sit
think. I mean, I guess you could if you really wanted to.
What's the best sandwich?
Like just toast some cheese
well,
on
you know,
a piece
of bread.
There's
a bunch of options. You could do.
Just think of like a club.
Like chopped beef.
Yeah, start with like a Reuben.
Aged cheese.
I'm thinking like Reuben going on here. Stack
purple onions.
18 and a half inches high.
Banana peppers.
Sauerkraut.
Spicy. Relish.
How about a hot dog, dude?
How about a hot dog, dude?
Let's play. Let's fucking
How
play.
How about a hot dog, dude? What about a hot dog, dude?
That'd be awesome, though.
Slammage is a hot dog. We once and for all, we just say, look, we're not arguing. It's a fucking sandwich. It's a slammage. It's a hot dog.
Yeah. And then on the Quiznos make line, they have this like lid, the food lid, and they open it, and there's fucking footlongs in there.
There's water.
Boiled hot dogs is a slammage.
Boiled hot dogs is a slammage.
My dude, my mom has been making slammages my whole damn life, dude.
Tell Debbie I said hi.
Yeah, I'll tell her, dude.
Also, Sonic makes slammages.
I think she's at the Subway right now. Not the sandwich shop, but the place where she gets railed out in the metro.
Yeah.
That was for the diehards.
Not the sandwich shop, but the railway.
She's getting
railed
by
speaking
a
of getting
vagrant.
Fucked.
No, you didn't say your slammage, so we could shit on it.
Yeah, what's your
and
fucking
dumbass
slammage?
And I told his slammage.
Oh
yeah,
I
kind of
mixed it in. I said like a Reuben stacked 18 and a half
That's
inches high.
Boring,
some
guys.
Sauerkraut on rye.
I don't like sauerkraut.
Nah.
Maybe some spicy mustard.
No, but I loved your idea with the whole like, tell me what it is.
Yeah,
I'd like
I think
to see what people
needs
come
to
up
make
with.
A YouTube channel where he goes across the country
to different
and goes
sandwich
every
shops.
Single Quiznos and asks him what a slammage is. And then when he runs out of Quiznos, you go to the next like sandwich chain, like a Jersey Mike's or something.
So you're saying a slammage is
yeah,
it's like a surprise me, right?
Yeah.
It's like saying surprise me.
I bet you could get traction on that.
Slamwich.
A slamwich.
Or slamwich equals
if
surprise me.
If you just had
me.
A blog where yeah. you just go to sandwich shops and ask
see,
them to
Gemini
make you
Jackson's
slamwich.
Challenged me over here because I might just do that.
Yeah, do it. You don't even I have to record be... your face.
Do
yeah.
it.
Just you like get... hold it here.
Right.
You know?
No, I'm just saying like just blog about it.
No, vlog,
get a little body cam. A
yeah.
sub cam.
Be a cop.
Yeah, man.
What, you a cop?
Apex or whatever that
you
fucking...
guys remember Blimpies?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I don't remember
that's
what it tasted like, but it's...
Well, it was a...
I think it was generic as all hell
It was
something.
Generic, but it had...
Is it all gas station stuff?
No, nah, I had standalones and
yeah,
like strip malls.
Okay.
I.E.
Shout out Blimpies.
I never had it, though. Blimpies. I always saw
I had it.
I remember the yellow letters.
The bread reminded me of Subway, but not the Subway bread. The Subway when you get the party.
Where Debbie gets fucked.
Yeah, where Debbie gets
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah, that bread. The $4.74 on the ground. That's what that tasted like.
Dude, no, she raised That's... her braids, dude.
No, she just dropped it while she was getting fucked, dude.
Oh, I
she
see.
She was holding it in her hand.
Raised her braids? I heard him say raised her braids, and I was like, that's dirty. She's
yeah,
going to like a God. Japanese schoolgirl or something.
Raised her braids. Yeah, so the bread tasted like Subway.
Okay.
Yeah.
The party tray bread.
Oh, it's
better.
Gotcha.
You know how that bread. Tastes different, right?
It does. It tastes
does
better.
It?
It's a better tasting
it's a better bread.
It maybe, really is.
Maybe I'll get one next
it's
time.
It's Blumpy's bread.
Did you guys Blumpy's eat that?
Bread. A party tray?
Yeah, if I brought...
You should just get a party tray. How much are they? $50?
Are they the ones that are like 4 feet long?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Just
we're not going
to
eat 4
work.
Feet of sandwich.
Just bring it to work.
Leftover? Gross.
No, like at lunchtime, just pretend like somebody brought...
Oh, gotcha.
Somebody... Oh, I don't know, some vendor...
Just so I could try just, it or something.
Yeah, and this—it looks like some people already picked through it.
Yeah,
you know. So,
oh, yeah, gotcha.
They'll never, yeah. Right? They'll never know.
I think that happens quite often.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Burrito? Did you say your slamage?
Oh no, I didn't.
Was it a burrito?
We answered for
but
him.
But I'm there all the time.
Is it so. Just your go-to?
It's his TBG subs
wow.
or hot spinach.
I mean, the turkey bacon guac is good, and you sub, I sub,
he wants to be called the burrito
spinach.
Bandito special, not
spinach
a burrito.
On it. I add a bunch of things to my meatball sub. I put,
you got a meatball sub? I thought you were TBG all the way. Sometimes he likes to dabble.
I
feel you.
Yeah, I remember.
He got that dog
a lot
in
of
him.
Different kinds.
Dang, I didn't know you were dirty like that.
I get the TBG, I get the peppercorn steak, I get
shit,
the chipotle
damn.
Steak, I get the, what else? The meatball sauce,
the straight
I get
the
tuna,
hot dog out of
the
water.
Milk.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The
and then you actually ask them to get a scoop of water and pour it on the bread.
I get the Baja
that's
chicken,
fucking,
I get the Southwest
that's
chicken.
That's the most disgusting shit I've ever fucking
oh
heard,
God.
Dude.
The gray water, dude.
Yeah. It has like, what, like fucking grease artifacts and shit?
I get the traditional, I
grease
get,
artifacts. Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
Everybody knows.
A lot.
So what is it then? Are you just going to get one piece of each and
yeah,
put
what
it into
the fuck
one sandwich?
You didn't answer
yeah.
the fucking
Wait,
question.
Could you do turkey bacon guac and have them cut up like two meatballs and spread it across
Damn!
The top?
Damn! Add an uh-huh. extra meat of meatballs.
I don't
extra
think
meat
so.
Extra meat of meatballs, dude.
Because it's just it's extra
in the
meat.
Sauce.
You
yeah,
know?
You
I mean,
tell
I guess
them.
You, could,
you tell them. Do you know who I am?
Yeah. All right, look, I got a question. You know how you can order a pizza that is
half
pepperoni?
Half. I know where you're going.
Do people have yeah. people done this before? Yeah,
Quiznos? Manager specials?
That'd be sick.
You can get
dude.
Two 4 inches, and they'll charge you an 8 inch, I guess.
Is that true?
No. They won't. They'll charge you 2 4 inches.
Yeah, they'll
charge
you 4 inches.
4 inches is like $6.99.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, that's a great idea for a sandwich shop. Is just a mix and match, and all you do is line produce the sandwich types. And people come in, I want a spicy Italian and a roast beef, and you just, here you go.
A twofer?
Like a twofer.
It's called twofers. Twofers. Twofer grace, actually.
They also have, like, prayers printed on the
paper. No, dude, it's Spider-Man.
Oh, I got gotcha. You.
Twofer grace.
Yeah, but you say grace.
Oh, okay. Twofer flinching.
Five for fighting?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot their song.
Costco cheesecake return? That's ridiculous.
Costco cheesecake return.
I agree with it 100%.
All right, let's.
But I don't know if I.
I'm going to set up the scenario.
Hold on. Do I have the balls? Do I have the gumption?
Well, okay. Do you have the time?
Right.
Do you need to do this? Is also a question.
Yeah. Here's the scene.
Arthur, what is this?
Here's the scene. All right.
Yeah. Set
you
the
went
stage.
To Costco. You spent fucking $300 on shit.
I did neither of those things.
This is HMA.
Okay.
Hypothetical man analysis.
I did those things.
Right. Yeah.
Hypothetically.
You're rolling out. You're putting them on the back of your Maserati, and then...
My Maserati. Yeah.
626.
It's a Miata.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're You're putting the cheesecake. You get one of those big round cheesecakes. What is it, like 18 inches or
they're
something?
Huge.
18 yeah, and a half inches.
You can't buy a small
they're
pie
thick
there.
They're thick, too.
Uh-huh. And somehow,
wait, is it the ones that have the different kinds on it, or is it the, just the big brick?
It's just New York. Yeah.
So it's just the big brick cheese wheel looking one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I would have gone for the flavors.
It slips out of your hands and like falls all over the parking lot.
All right.
So you do have time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are we doing, guys? Lunch. I'm not going to return it.
Wait.
Oh, you sent your fucking wife?
No, this isn't me. Okay. No. Lunch. This
can
isn't me.
Can you
been
return
inspired.
It?
This is all inspired.
Can I ask?
You should be
you
able
can.
To.
They'll accept it?
Of course they will, because they're great at customer service. But is it ethical?
I don't give a fuck about that. Hey. Even Costco. Apparently we're supposed to think Costco is like this benevolent organization.
Come on,
suck
man.
My ass.
Hey, I also put a price tag. This thing was only $12.
What?
Wait, can I just, is this a real thing that happened?
On social media, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it maybe happened to you.
No, absolutely
this
not.
This person returned
did they go return it?
Oh, no.
Just swapped it
I
out?
Was inspired to ask you guys if you would return the cheesecake.
No.
I just saw a picture of Costco cheesecake all over the parking lot.
Oh, it's like on the...
Honestly, dude, I wouldn't do it. I just I did this.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I have to accept
responsibility.
I might
so
go back
it up
and buy
like,
another
put it in
one.
Your car?
I'd go buy another one.
It's so Brian McFly.
If I
like
really
answer,
want
though.
A fucking cheesecake.
You know, yeah. I would be like, I don't want cheesecake anymore for the rest
really?
Of my fucking life. What the fuck? I can't believe I fucking dropped the shit.
No, I'd be.
What the fuck?
No, you can't let that get in the way of you and the cheesecake.
I would never have cheesecake again.
No, you can't. You can't think like that, man.
I know. That's
where
bad.
You at, burrito?
That's bad. You don't do that, guys.
That's a loser mentality.
That's a loser.
Dude.
You gotta have a winner's mindset. What is it?
I guess I just go buy
what, Mamba mentality.
One.
You buy another one.
Yeah. If I'm in the mood for cheesecake enough to buy a cheesecake, then
exactly.
You,
right.
You do it for a party, and you said you'd bring cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck the party. Well,
you still want cheesecake at the
party? You're
still gonna
have cheesecake.
Yeah.
Here's what he does. He's like. He still goes and gets a cheesecake, but at the party, he's like, fuck, I dropped it in the parking lot. It broke apart. I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't bring the cheesecake.
Yeah,
and now I have cheesecake at
home. That's not bad.
Just eat it in my car.
Because I'm not lying.
Yeah. I did drop it.
Hell yeah. And if you freeze it, it'll last so much longer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can like ziplock it and shit.
Yeah, man.
I like cheesecake, and I don't mind it to be just a plain-ass cheesecake either.
That's like the
I
best.
Agree. I don't think it's the
it's
best.
It's like a glazed donut, right? It's
yeah,
a standard of donuts.
Exactly.
Like a New York cheesecake is just the standard of
a dog nut? We were talking about it before the show. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
I believe that's true. Burrito, would you return cheesecake?
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know if I would return it. I'd probably say something about it as I'm buying the new one, and then maybe they would feel bad for me.
Yeah,
maybe
too. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, they probably would, actually. The train.
Yeah.
That's not bad, dude. I like that. That's the perfect answer.
Yeah,
nobody's returning the cheesecake in Slam City.
No, because we got integrity.
And it's only $12.
Dry washing a thing? Wiping a spoon.
All right.
Okay.
So if I take
absolutely.
A spoon.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm done.
Hammered.
Thank you.
Hammered and 10%.
Honestly, when I read this earlier, I was eating gumbo, obviously, in my office, and I saw this, and I dried it out, and then I took my spoon, and I got a paper towel, and I just did that, and that's it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People would argue.
What am I, a woman?
Maybe.
It's your 1,000-year stew, man.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Just a little micro layer at a time.
It's resin, dude.
It's
from like a scientific perspective, I have a high quality metal spoon.
Yeah,
and I'm taking like a microfiber cloth and just trying my best to get that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's off, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know what I
even
like?
If it's
to,
not off.
You know what I like to wrongly think?
What?
It's like, you know, people back in the day, they didn't have soap and shit. They survived just fine. Why the fuck am I doing this
they're
shit?
They're silver spoons.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But for real, like if you have a little bit of Campbell's soup on a spoon from last time, it's not going to do anything.
Water.
And you're eating more Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I mean, if it crusts on there, like if you don't clean it off after you used it, kind of like a toothbrush.
Right.
And you just leave it on there, you probably need to wet wash it.
Yeah.
Just wash.
Well, you could just wet the paper towel.
That's not dry washing anymore.
You spit on it, right?
Yeah, you could.
Just spit on it. Here you go, baby.
Speaking of spinning on it.
Beef pizzle?
Beef pizzle? Burrito, beef pizzle. Tell
what
us about it.
What the fuck is that?
I think you do know.
We all know what beef pizzle is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, these guys don't have dogs.
See, we're dog owners, so we know what beef pizzle is.
What the fuck is this?
All right. So there's a part of the cow called the penis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have you ever heard of this Ew. Part of the cow?
So, so that's where the milk comes out.
How big is it?
It's called, it's massive, dude.
It's like 18 and a half inches.
It's like he was the chief of a tribe.
Oh, really?
18 and a half rings.
That's a lot of rings. What? That's crazy.
Chief of the pasture.
Does it retract? Because I never see it in the field. Okay.
Well, cow's a pretty large animal, so 18 and a half inches is...
It has to get down and around... A lot of meat, dude.
So it's a major grower.
Elsa's a fat ass.
Yeah.
Who?
Elsa. Elsa also has a fat
ass. Frozen?
Yeah,
maybe she hasn't seen that. She's done four movies. She probably has a fat ass.
Is Elsa the grown up?
No, she's the one in the blue dress.
Yeah, she's the one.
Okay.
The main one?
She's frozen. She's supposed to get married or something.
I think she's frigid, though.
Yeah.
Is she age of consent in 2024, age of consent back whenever it was supposed to be taken
place? I think Elsa's like 25 in the first one.
I think she's 22-ish or 4.
Yeah, nice. She's an adult at this point.
The redheaded sister is like 19.
Yeah, nice. Probably in college.
Yeah, they're both in college.
Okay,
co-eds.
Hell yeah.
They're co-eds.
Anyway, so
the magical co-eds.
Okay, beef pizzle.
Beef pizzle.
It's beef.
Yeah, so then they'll like dry it up like rawhide and just
give it to your
give it to your dog to chew on.
Go eat a dick, dog.
Wait, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, no.
I think they cut the tip off and they cut it down
and
into pieces.
And then there's like individual muscle strands. There's like eight or something.
So like, sometimes I've gone over to someone's house. They have a dog, and there's like chewing on something.
It's likely dick.
It could be rawhide.
It's probably rawhide.
It could be
not
like a chomp. Okay. Yeah,
but
it's not that common to give your. It's not like an everyday treat.
It's a chew.
Yeah.
Have you gotten this for your dogs?
Every time I'm like being a cheap shopper and I see this stuff, I have to tell myself. I ain't gonna tell my dog to eat a dick.
I don't give a shit if he eats a dick.
I don't give a shit about it,
man. But is it called beef pizzle?
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's the ingredients. Beef pizzle.
Yeah. I got it in one of those boxes, those bark boxes or whatever.
Bark boxes.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't have pizzle. Or it was one of those type of things, or somebody got me pizzle.
Word.
Well, I gave it to my dogs. They loved it.
I try it. Have you tried it?
No, it's dry. It probably doesn't have a lot of flavor.
I think you break your teeth on it.
Yeah.
Do people eat it just not dried out?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure back in the day, people eat
even
cow,
now,
cow
they do. I'm sure. They eat the balls, Rocky Mountain oysters. Why wouldn't
I
they eat the dick?
I bet it's not bad, beef dick.
I guess it depends on what. If you cook it in curry, you couldn't tell.
Obviously, I've had beef dick, right? I've had ground beef. There's beef dick in it.
Don't tell me that.
Really?
I've had salami.
Dude,
I've had bologna.
Ground beef is 97% beef dick.
Hey, there's beef dick in hot dogs.
There's beef dick in hot dogs.
Damn. So if you want a slam
beef dick.
Boiled beef dick.
Debbie's been feeding me boiled beef dick.
That's what that sheen on the top is.
It's just cum.
It's leftover cum.
Well, hey, guys, clock it. That's the first cum of 2024. I don't think we've said it yet.
I can't believe we made it this far.
I think we probably implied cum on this episode.
The cum was implied.
But we haven't.
Setting new records.
Well,
hack a dick.
Speaking of dicks,
we're talking about pizzle.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's like some kind of tool, like AI tool of some sort, that if I see like a picture of like a sexy lady or something, and I want to like superimpose a dick on there, like nice and awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but I don't need any Photoshop skills. I just kind of upload the picture and like pick a dick and then
like mid journey, but for trans women.
Yeah, you just tell it.
Maybe sure. No. AI. Like, okay.
You don't get to pick what
it's
dick
called. Transify.
You don't.
Dickify. I don't want to put a dick on it. I want to put a dick in it.
Oh, okay.
Wait. So what? What? This whole time you've been
you meant you put a
dick on it.
Yeah, I thought
you could put a dick on it too.
But isn't that the whole conceit of what you're talking about right now?
Putting a dick on the picture.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the person.
Oh.
I'm saying like in front of the person's face or something.
Oh, okay.
So let's
wait. What?
He's not talking about transifying it. That's what I thought he was talking about.
That's what I thought too. What are we
talking
about? He's
talking about having a dick on the picture.
I'm saying having zero Photoshop skills, and I want to take a picture of Brian McFly, and I'll put a dick in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to post
Why
that
do you
all
put a
over
dick
the
in my mouth?
I just want to see what it looks like.
Yes, you can.
I don't want to jerk off to it too.
You want to jerk off to a dick in my mouth?
Yeah, man. And I want to make a tribute out of it and upload that.
Oh, wait. And then, do a tribute of that tribute.
Damn.
So it's a picture of a dick in my mouth with your cum printed on the actual picture too.
It's not printed. It's sprayed on there.
It's sprayed, baby.
Yeah.
Good God, dude. So the answer is you can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
No Photoshop skills. Ask AI to do it. Midjourney's not censored like that.
No, it is censored.
There's
if I was scientific about
ones. Yeah, you can train to set yourself.
All right, I'll look into it. On the next episode.
He's going to do some neural networking. He's going to buy $17,000 worth of server credits.
Just to just do something to gay with picture. My image.
Yeah. He's like, I could have just sent you one for my fucking roll.
Yeah, man. I'm going to just send it to you.
I'll send it for my camera roll, dude.
Tribute
chill.
This shit.
Yeah. For all you new listeners, Brian McFly can suck his own dick.
Yeah, it's really hard because how small it is.
That just means you're extra flexible.
Just thank earn you. More rings. Comes with a wisdom.
Yeah.
It's
like
my own personal Sonic, dude.
Yeah.
Just trying to they're collect them
stacking
rings.
His ring. They're not clicking it in place. It's just really tall. Bing, 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 it doesn't bing. Stretch it out. It's just really, it's just a big cylinder now.
Bing, 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 bing.
Gang green feet. Gout.
Yeah, so let's just say...
You're talking about gout?
Gout's different, dude.
You're at a party.
Yeah, gangrene and gout is different. Gout's gross, though.
I don't know. This is just like a broad description of, like, if someone's feet looked gangrene.
Necrotic?
Maybe, yeah. You know how sometimes you see people with, like, crazy dry feet and, mm-hmm. like, just and, cracking.
And it's turning colors?
Yeah, man. And it just seems like it needs to walk
stink?
More or something. Yeah, like diabetes set it in or
yeah,
something.
Like, wait, you wearing open-toed shoes?
Shit,
no. Why the fuck does it smell so bad?
But let's say you're like at a party, right? And like, yeah. you know, there's just like...
I don't go really to parties where I can see people's feet.
No, everyone's like barefoot because you got to take off your shoes
pool
at this.
Party.
Oh, yeah. I see. It's a
Japanese
yeah,
house.
Pool party, yeah. yeah.
It's a pool party at an Asian's house.
Wait, so at Asian's house, they make you take your socks off too?
I know, right?
I mean, it's that kind of party.
Oh, okay.
Socks are coming off.
Party, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fucking feet party, man.
Dude, I mean, this guy that owns this house is like a fucking freak.
He's
dude.
A feet freak.
Hey, the girl's showing up.
If you like feet,
they
you gotta get yourself
green.
Some Asian friends.
Yeah, if you like feet, get yourself some Asian friends. What the fuck? Your tips
what you
are
doing
weird
buying
this episode,
that shit on the internet? You can get that shit
got a
free.
Point, though. If we you want to see some feet.
We got Quizno life hacks. We got feet life hacks. My God. Got something for everybody, actually. That runs the whole gamut of human existence. Hey, are you into feet? Nah. How about sandwiches?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, let's talk. I got a tip for you. Get Asian friends. Wait, that's the other tip.
Are we talking about 3D again?
Yeah, 3D.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Dennis Doug.
No, Dennis Douglas.
Dennis Dung. Douglas Dung.
He's Chinese.
Okay, so gangrene. So we're at a party. All the shoes and socks are off for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some fine dimes show up. And
fine
then you're
dimes
like,
don't have gangrenous feet.
This one does.
She's got problems.
Untreated diabetes, substance abuse.
Substance abuse, not yeah. untreated diabetes.
So, like, you don't really, like, see it because it's kind of, like, dim lit and shit like that. But
sure.
then you're starting
but
to get down and whatnot. Yeah, and then you're like, well, I'm just going to, like, smell past that.
Yeah, of course.
And then you're, like, kind of getting down and dirty. And then, like,
know.
You, like, get a handle of those feet and they're, like, gangrenous.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, is there liquids?
I mean, maybe it's like scabbed over.
I'm fucking
over.
Around
dude,
it. I think I'm over at
this point. The smell, I think we're underestimating
you can't
the power
get past
the
smell?
Of the smell.
I mean, gangrene
this
would
is
be...
early stages, though.
If it's early stages...
So no smell?
She's like not right. even 30 yet.
That doesn't mean she doesn't have a foot that's falling off.
I'm just trying
and,
to like...
And not even 30 yet is not early stages.
Yeah,
that's late
saying,
stage
dude.
Womanhood.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
Thank, yeah.
Gemini, thank you.
I was filling in for you.
Hold on. That's for you, buddy. anyways, Gemini, thank you for filling in for me.
Of course, of course. Can't be
speaking
caught out
for
here
the
lacking.
Cause,
we got
know?
That dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And 22 is not even 30 yet.
I'd
is 22 okay?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
okay.
That's yeah. good.
All right. I'd be fucking around the
30
gangrene.
Was a high number, sorry guys. Her real age was 22.
So you'd be
22.
Nibbling around the gangrene, huh?
I'm not getting anywhere near her foot.
So
no,
you
I'm,
guys are still turning no, around with this 22-year-old dime?
You know, you're nibbling around the thing you don't like.
Yeah.
You don't even have to nibble. You could just ignore everything beneath the knees.
This is what I'm doing. I'm tucking it under the blanket.
Look, as long
I'm
as...
tucking her foot under the blanket.
It's both.
And I'm fucking the rest of it.
I'm saying put some socks on, bitch.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Some knee highs, baby.
Double socks.
Oh, yeah, some hosiery. Grab your knee highs.
That's making lemonade out of lemons.
You're
dude.
Absolutely right.
Knee highs with a little kitten to the top?
Yeah. But you, I mean, she's odd.
I know, dude.
She's
I know. Good. Hold on. I know Burrito likes that, dude.
Yeah.
A little kitten knee,
yeah.
knee highs.
So you're going to somehow convince her to put her stocking
smile
back
so
on.
So fucking big. My God. No, but you know she's getting her bitch. Fucking feelings hurt if you're telling her anything about that necrotic foot, man.
Right, so if you say, you know what I like? I like knee highs.
Yeah,
I'm make a it little exciting.
Bit, hey, do you have knee high socks? Hey, it's...
Ooh,
it's
knee high.
Did you already take down your Christmas stockings from the fireplace? You didn't. I got a role play she's, idea.
She hangs up her fucking knee highs?
No, her stockings.
Oh, I see.
And just have her put them on.
Okay, that's better than nothing. And as they, long as there's not a smell, of course I'm nibbling around the gangrene.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito. Appreciate you guys.
Mrs. Claus.
Wow, dude.
What?
Would you slip on these stockings?
Ooh, he's doing some Santa compression play.
Socks.
They have copper.
Mrs. Claus.
They have copper. They help with your circulation.
They energize your aura.
I can't smell anything anyway, so it probably wouldn't bother me.
Wait, are you putting these feet in your mouth? Let's say they're early stages.
Early stages.
Still look like feet.
If they still look like feet.
There's a smell to them, though.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, you know, there's the patterns and stuff, and it's a little dried out.
She cute or not?
She's cute, but she's like, got these feet.
Give me a number.
Stinky.
On the rest of the body.
I told you she's a dime.
She's a 10 and she has stinky feet? Yeah. Well, and you're not sucking her toes if she puts them in your mouth?
She wouldn't be a 10. Oh, man. If she was putting her...
Even if I wanted to...
Higher challenge.
You would be gagging?
Yeah, because it overrides other... I mean, the smell is powerful.
You don't like blue cheese?
If she was already jamming her toes in his mouth, he's still...
Not really.
She wouldn't give a damn.
Yeah.
And also...
If she's tugging on it while she stuck her feet in your mouth? I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe she could trick me.
It's kind of that thing, like eating blue cheese or something, that it's kind of like weird at first, but then the more you eat it, the like it just kind of evens out.
That's how she gets motherfuckers hooked on her shit. She sticks her feet in her mouth, but she got some weird, you know, like mycelium or some shit.
She cuts it?
Yeah, she got...
Maybe that's what the smell is, the mycelium.
The mycelium, yeah.
What's mycelium?
The fucking...
It turns you into a zombie,
network of, the network of fungus.
It's the foundation of fungus.
Yeah, you know? And now you're part of her and she's part of you.
You become
part
her.
Of her now.
When to become
Wait, like the
one.
Forest?
Yeah.
Are you singing Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the neural networks of forests?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Need someone I never needed one before.
Yeah.
That was Double X Quantimino. Gangrene feet. We sucking on them.
It's in my dick.
It's in my mouth.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Wow, man, I haven't had news in a while.
Yeah, well, get this. Single mother's future in jeopardy after thief steals driveway.
What?
I don't understand.
They stole a whole driveway?
I tried to read the story. There's so many ads, so I just gave up.
Yeah. So many ads?
Yeah, because this was
there
on like
so many ads.
There was like superrealnews.com.
No, it was like Jackson 4 News or something. It was local news, but it was just riddled.
Hold on, let me just read this. Single mother's future in jeopardy. Wow, that sounds serious. After thief steals driveway, why do you need a driveway for your future?
I think she's trying to sell her house.
Oh.
Okay.
How much does a driveway cost these days anyways?
It's probably $25,000.
You're saying 25?
Yeah, concrete is
crazy because you got to do all of that stuff.
That Crete, dude.
It's crazy.
That Crete?
Are you guys real estate agents?
No, we're not real estate agents.
I know
about
Crete, though.
Damn.
We're General Croc contractors. We're GCs. We're
GC over here.
You said it right. We're General Croc tractors.
Cock tractors.
We're kind of cool contractors. You only wear Crocs to the side.
Yeah.
To the
this is
site.
Our OSHA, okay? Yeah. This is our OSHA. We got helmets that are Crocs.
No, it's steel toe Crocs.
No, we got Crocs. They have the little holes in them.
Did you say steel toe Crocs? Why haven't they made that yet?
The foot handle, you know, on the Crocs that goes underneath your chin. It's a chin strap. You got a Croc helmet.
Yeah,
we're
the Croc tractors.
Dude, steel toe Crocs would be fucking hilarious.
I don't see why it hasn't already been done.
Oh my God. I bet it has.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think what this means. Okay, so
if
you don't know the details because of the pop-up ads?
Well, I mean, look at the second line here. It just says, walking unsteadily off the front porch, this single mother navigated the bumps and valleys where her walkway should have been.
It's wild, too, because they literally just stole the driveway. I don't
know. Did she just stay the whole time while they demoed that
thing? No, she left the house to go grocery shopping or something. She came back, her driveway's gone.
Wait, can you crunch it up and reuse it or something? Why would you do this? Or like rocks? It can't be that valuable.
It can't be that valuable. I don't know why they did this. They probably just didn't like her.
Maybe it was a prank.
Yeah.
Or maybe they demoed the wrong driveway.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Was this in Bethesda, Maryland?
No.
Okay.
I think it was in Jacksonville, Florida.
Bethesda Street.
Not Division Street.
Croc trappers.
Pastor accused of trying to push McDonald's cook's head into deep fryer for, quote, disrespecting like my wife.
I like this.
A man of honor?
Yeah, a man of honor, dude.
Yeah.
You don't just fucking talk about my wife like that.
A pastor was arrested after allegedly attacking a McDonald's cook who works with his wife.
I wonder what he did. I wonder how he disrespected her.
I thought they were just ordering. And
no,
he's like,
he went back there.
And he didn't say, and then the little kid in the front didn't say ma'am. And he's like trying to dunk him in the fucking fry oil.
God. Pastor.
I'm surprised this pastor is letting his woman work.
Oh, shit, dude. What?
No, check this out, dude. It's still a kitchen, okay?
Oh, that's true.
She's just getting training for the home, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, he can't get her, break her off a job as the secretary at the church or something?
I know. Well, pastor's not necessarily the dude running this joint.
That's true. And not all pastors work at like a wealthy church.
Right. Some of them are in it for the love
like
of the
freelancing.
Yeah.
Some of these
some of these
freelancing for Christ.
Yeah. They got to get their paper right if Christ is ever going to give them a chance.
Yeah, I'd have to know what he said. Maybe he touched her ass or something. Like, disrespecting is pretty vague.
Yeah, but also don't push somebody's head in a deep fryer.
I mean,
shoot him.
That's your opinion, man.
I say shoot him.
What? Shoot him.
Yeah, that's defensible.
Yeah.
He was disrespecting my wife. Clack, clack. That's how we did it back
honor
then.
Demands,
okay, okay.
Honor demands a duel out front of the McDonald's.
I took out my blood. I took out these bullets. I can't put them back in until they draw blood, okay?
You know, blood in, blood out, bitch.
Are you Uncle Ruckus?
Yeah.
White Heaven, dude. I just saw a clip of the episode where he goes to White Heaven, which is pretty fun.
That whole show is fucking fun.
It's the best.
There's a episode that only aired once, but I never got to watch it.
Oh, it was just, they had to withdraw it?
Yeah,
it
I can't remember what the fuck it was. I think it was the Tyler Perry episode. Mm. Have you ever seen the Tyler Perry episode?
No, I haven't seen all of it, actually.
I think I've seen all of them except that one.
He threatened lawsuits, probably.
Well, he owns Atlanta, and they were with Cartoon Network at the time.
Ah, yes.
Was it Paper Street? Not Paper Street. What was it called? William Street?
Yeah.
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 Video shows man attack district court judge during sentencing. Have you guys?
Was that today?
It got plastered like crazy after I saw it, but it was
Tell
everywhere.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
Big ups on that guy, dude.
Massive, massive ups, dude. That was incredible.
Yeah, it was
Let's
amazing.
Let's first talk
it
about what
incredible.
The district court judge did.
Yeah, what did she do?
How did he or she provoke this guy?
So this guy was being sentenced because he got convicted of assault.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And
he was trying to get probation.
He was trying to get probation, but she said, you have a track record. I can't grant you.
You're violent.
Probation. You're violent. And she looks down and he just chirps, runs, jukes. Like the guards are fucking caught lacking. They're not even anywhere in the vicinity.
They had no chance.
No chance.
With
this guy's greased fucking lightning. He jumps over the stanchion. You know the fucking
judge. Is this 3D?
Yeah, it could have been, but it wasn't. It was Noah. The judge box has a big... I was hoping it wouldn't have been, but...
He's stating the facts.
How else are you jumping in? How else are you... You could be dug as ripped!
It's kind of hard to tell if it's...
No, I watched it.
Oh, you watched the whole thing?
I was like, I watched to make sure.
I'm sure there's like photography and mug shots.
Anyway, he jumps over that fucking judge box. It must have been 8 feet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he tackles it into the wall, and he's like...
Yeah, it's just like...
You made a mistake, ma'am, is what he said. No, I'm just kidding. He did not say anything.
Ma'am,
I do believe you are in error.
Yes. It's just crazy to me that he wanted probation. Now he's going to get so much worse than not getting probation.
Absolutely.
Or is he? He can appeal.
He's getting granted bail.
He's like, she provoked me.
He's getting granted
bail. And I've got mental illness.
I would say this...
Get me off.
This guy he was not thinking straight, I would say.
Definitely. Yeah. I think mental illness has evolved. Keep saying mental illness. Ohio man shot in testes by ex-girlfriend says he still loves her.
I still love her.
Nestor, age 36, was subsequently arrested and charged.
Wait. What? Oh, Nestor's her last name?
Okay. No, Nestor. Yeah.
It's her last name. Yeah.
I was like, did they arrest him for being a cunt?
Yeah, I was like, exactly.
Jesus
They
Christ.
Arrested him because he doesn't have any balls?
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. You can't just be walking out here like a ballless cuck.
No, we got laws against trannies. You're going to have to come with us.
In Ohio. Yeah, this is upsetting, and it really... I just wish men out there would...
Love themselves more.
Love themselves
Jesus
a little bit more.
Jesus Christ.
Talk about it.
Well, look, if your relationship burns
a little hot.
Yeah, I can see that.
She sucks a good fucking dick,
just
man.
Just imagine how better
pegs.
She'd suck that dick
if
after she gets
balls.
Out of jail.
Right, and you don't have any balls to get in the way.
Right. Well, I'm saying, like, she's going to give some apology head for this. She's going to go, baby, I didn't mean it. And she's going to suck his dick like the chicken head bitch that she is.
And then after she gets it, she's going to be just the meanest person in the world.
She's going to be so mean.
She's going to call him ballless, dickless, all this shit.
You know, I'm uniball.
I hate mean women, dude.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that. You already knew that.
Yeah.
When they're mean
to
you?
Man.
Yeah, they're not nice people when they're mean to you.
Nobody's nice when they're mean.
When they're mean.
God, there's some mean women out there.
Do you think she was already his ex-girlfriend or became his ex-girlfriend when she got
broken up?
They had been broken up.
No,
okay?
Look, they break up so often that he just introduces her as his
ex-girlfriend. Oh, that's just my ex.
Sometimes.
Isn't that wild how people keep exes in their lives so fucking long?
I know.
It's like, you don't have to keep relationships around, man. That's why it's called ex-girlfriend.
There should never be a headline like this. Like so-and-so interacted with this ex...
Unless ex-girlfriend was because of the...
Right.
The shooting.
You're right.
But...
This would say girlfriend if it was current, I think.
Yeah.
It talks about what happened in the moment.
Yes. If it was a reputable news organization.
Not AP.
News was...
Straight out of the Associated
Press. But I just want to talk...
Alternative Press? Is that what you're talking about? AP?
Yeah, man.
I want to talk directly to Mrs. Nestor... Ms. Nestor, I hope you rot in jail, you dumbass bitch.
Since you're single.
Since
you're single and on, I know you give mad chicken head, even though you're well past your prime.
Yeah.
You can still
call me.
This woman is not significantly younger than the other guy.
Yeah.
So she's out
like
of the 38. Range?
Yeah, this is 38-year-old woman behavior, to be honest with you.
She's 36.
Oh, 36, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, this article's 2 years old. He's right.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, man, I've been following this article.
I've been fucking waiting.
He's got a countdown clock on the internets.
It's measured in meat spins.
It's on his Outlook calendar.
Yeah. Measured in meat spins is a great
measured
name
in meat
for
spins?
A book.
Bible. Autobiography.
Measured in meat spins. It's like mini moons, but for the internet.
Yeah, it's
mini meat spins.
Mini moons is very romantic. It's storytelling.
I haven't seen you in mini meat spins.
It's been a meat spin or two, hasn't it? It's been a couple meat spins.
It's for some bros.
Been a few.
A couple bros that met on 4chan.
Yeah.
I've earned a couple rings since I last saw you, man.
Oh, wow, dude. That means my meat spin is slower.
Many meat spins.
Doesn't have to be. Your clock is bigger.
Well, I mean, it would have to have way more rotational force.
You know that in a black hole, there's like zero meat spins.
That's the worst part about black holes. The meat ain't spinning. I guess it's pretty stabilized if it's inside of a black hole. You can't spin it, can you? I guess you could spin it this way.
No, there's nothing spinning
nothing
in a black
spinning.
Hole.
No sitting spinning in black holes, okay?
Got that, kids.
Yep.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it. Not all night.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese life insurance salesman. Despite not being Japanese and currently practicing his best, would be a real shame if something were to happen to you line so he can get more sales. So grab your nicest wooden bat, because these headlines about to get an offer they can't refuse. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment.
Why are you chuckling, gentlemen?
I don't know, the way he said that was really funny. The way he said can't refuse was very funny. I don't know what it was about.
I thought it had something to do with the buffed that we argued about.
No, he did that like a pro.
I mean, exactly.
Clearly, insurance is a scam.
Clearly. Agree.
Damn!
Agree!
Yeah, I hate these people.
Japanese life insurance company develops dating sim where you're not supposed to get insurance. Yeah, so there's a... There's a Japanese life insurance company, and they decided to put out a game.
I love it.
For, like, advertising, and it's called...
Of course,
you ever played dating sim?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've played tons of dating
Described
sims.
Described as someone that's never... I don't even
Describe
know what
me,
a dating sim
is.
So it simulates dating.
Yeah.
Like, what, is it, like, text message back and forth or something?
No. You, like... okay, it starts off, you see a cute girl in school, you start talking to her, right?
And then this
you
is get like SimCity.
You slowly get it. No, it's just like
a Tamagotchi.
It's just a on-screen graphic. Okay. And it has like, game. Like two options that you can pick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 1992 text,
like,
computer game.
Exactly. Okay. Like a text.
Like a choose your own adventure.
A text adventure game that has some pictures. Graphics. Yeah. Of Bishoujo girls.
Bishoujo?
Yes. Bishoujo girls.
What's this?
She be showing me her titties.
Is that what Bishoujo is? Damn!
Bishoujo them titties.
What's Bishoujo?
So this titties. One, it's called Watashi wa Hoken ni Haranai. It's translates to I will not get insurance. So the main goal isn't to get insurance, it's to resist it. So that you can learn about insurance as you try and talk to this person.
Resist it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this person you're trying to date, is she insurance?
No. It says, your relationship with the main love interest grows deeper. You'll learn more about different types of life insurance and their features. So the more you resist, the more knowledge you gain. I don't know.
It still doesn't incentivize me to resist. Am I getting my dick sucked by this 2D
character? Well, it says, at the end of the game, if you don't purchase life insurance, you'll be treated to some saucy visuals and ultra-sexy voice clips.
Oh. Okay, I ain't buying shit.
So they're saying that they're daring you not to get life insurance.
Yeah. Right.
And if you don't...
And this life insurance is so good that you might just forego some saucy pics at the end.
Maybe. I don't
understand,
know.
Actually.
I also don't understand.
But, it's. I mean, I'm interested in this.
Interestingly...
I'm not reading any of the text.
It doesn't seem...
in Japanese.
They don't talk about there being a woman in this dating sim. It's just a dude that you're dating.
It's gay?
Bullshit.
I don't know. It says you'll be treated to the sultry voice of Tomokazu Suki.
Is that a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy. He's a
what the fuck
he's
is
a
this?
Voice actor.
It's a trap.
They're trying to make me buy insurance and be gay.
Actually, maybe yeah. What if I just bought the insurance real quick and not have to be gay?
Yeah, is that an option?
I don't
want
the trap.
I don't want Tomo's saucy pics, bro.
That's a trap. That's why you bought the insurance.
Yeah, what if I go through this and I end up without any life insurance and I'm gay?
Then you learn something about just
do they insure gay people? Is that something we'll find out?
Maybe. You got to make it to
the
end
saucy
of the game.
Picks from Goatsy.
What the hell, dude?
It's an edging game.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Man. This sounds hot.
With sounding rods.
And no insurance. God damn. That's really, it's dangerous.
Speaking of explosive bombshells, fire explodes in Tokyo's Shinbashi neighborhood. I smell gas and I want to smoke are two thoughts that don't go well together.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. So
it was like a gas line?
This bar exploded. Apparently there was a guy. He said he smelled gas or something like sewage.
Gas, so like really
despite
strong weed or what?
Smell, though, the manager still wanted to
good
smoke.
Ass shit.
I went into our smoking room, and at the moment I lit my cigarette, the explosion happened.
It's gas. Like, I smell weed. No. So, and what kind of explosion?
Like atomic?
The bar doesn't have any gas-powered kitchen equipment. They do all of their cooking with electric power.
Fuck?
So it leaked in and accumulated inside the bar from other places in the building. Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess that's why he thought, maybe it's not my
maybe
my
I'm just
problem.
Smelling somebody's fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's my upper lip, is what he said.
Maybe it's my upper lip. This is reminding me of in Zoolander when they're doing the
gasoline
gas station scene.
By the fire. Yeah.
Oh, it's chocolate frappuccinos. Wake me up before you go go.
That's got to be one of the best scenes in cinema.
In cinema. Wow.
Serious,
bold take.
No, that's the one of the best.
I agree. It's like Citizen Kane.
But it really is. I'd rather watch that than Citizen
Kane. Sucks.
Those pumps are full of water,
Rosebud
though.
Rosebud sucks.
Those pumps are full of water.
Why do you gotta say shit like that?
Dude, it's not
real
gasoline.
In
it's
it.
Fucking
if it was
it's
actually gasoline,
movie magic.
That'd be method. That'd be fucking
it's
method.
Movie magic, man.
It's fucking
the
water.
Only people who die on making movies are Bruce Lee's kid and stuntmen. Oh, and that lady who
played
Alec
Mystique
Baldwin.
In X-Men?
Oh. Alec Baldwin
oh,
shot
yeah,
her.
Alec Baldwin's bitch.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin's
oh, the mother of his unborn
baby
child.
Mama.
Forever unborn child.
Yeah.
I loved her.
Down.
Physically,
I
of course.
No one Christian can know. Bale now?
I can't do it.
That's the best I can do, Alec Baldwin.
Listen, Lemon.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know.
Yeah.
It is kind of Batman, though.
It is a little Batman-y, Mystique-y. You know, you don't know if he's going to fuck you or shoot you or both.
I like the cut of his jib, dude.
Yeah. Baldwin people, or Bale?
Baldwin. He seems like a man.
He's a man's you know what man. I mean? And
even more than Steven.
No, all the Baldwins combined don't have the Alec. Fucking cojones.
Not
cojones.
Even Alec. Not even combined to make Alec.
No.
If there was a secondary Baldwin Voltron, Alec would beat that Voltron.
Absolutely. Alec, I mean, he will throw down at any inconvenience, Steven! Dude. That's what I like about him. There's no inconvenience small enough for him to not throw down and fucking fight you in the middle of the streets. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, Burrito, what's this next thing? Something about Doug Nuts?
Yeah, Doug Nuts. All you can eat Doug Nuts, Mr. Donut. How many can we eat in 60 minutes? Apparently, we got to go back to Japan because there is a buffet at select Mr. Donuts.
Wow.
I want to know how much is this buffet? Okay.
Yeah, tell me because donuts aren't that
the
expensive.
Donuts buffet.
I could eat three and be okay and go home. I don't need 74.
I don't need to make any challenges.
The donuts buffet costs 1,800 yen. That's around $12 for adults.
That's not bad.
That's junior high school students and older, and around 800 yen for children, the 3 years to elementary school students.
Yeah, bring your babies here.
They're only going to eat like two, maybe like half of one.
Just keep shoving it in his face.
I think I could eat about 23.
23 in 60 minutes? Has to be specifically Mr. Donut.
I mean, comfortably. I don't want to have a bad time. Think,
they're sized about Krispy Kremes. Like, compare them to Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, I think 20-ish is
and I could still enjoy it.
Yeah, I think
20?
And still enjoy it.
Of the same kind?
I don't know.
No, it's a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can get any donut you want.
It's whatever they got.
Custard filled.
Any donut from
I'm not doing any filled because I can't do that many.
Yeah, and you can get, and it includes drinks, so you can get whatever drinks you want as well.
One filling, 18 then. 18 and a bear claw.
Dang.
Well, not a bear claw, an eclair.
A Boston cream.
Or a Boston cream.
You can get some Ponderings.
Yeah, some Ponderings, baby. Mm-hmm.
They got some nice donuts.
18 and a half of them.
Fancy donuts.
Some of the best.
Very nice donut.
I was trying to come up with a joke about Boston cream, but anyone else got something?
Boston cream?
Yeah.
It's explosive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it. Let's go.
I think it's too expensive. I think I'm just getting
$3,000 on a ticket.
I think I'm just going to get three donuts.
What's a first class Japanese ticket round trip?
$10,000.
Damn.
Really?
Expensive donuts.
Yeah.
$10,000?
You get a private pod, though.
Yeah, you get one of those pods, dude. You're going to need that.
Private pod. You still got to go.
No private pod.
You still got to use a shared restroom, but
no,
it's probably shared amongst the upper class.
I'm bringing a Gatorade bottle.
Hey.
A fast twitch Gatorade bottle.
Why don't you just piss on the gangrenous foot girl next to you that you just fucked?
Yeah. Why don't you just piss on
it's
the
it's good for your
stewardess.
Feet.
The steward. Yeah. You know, like jellyfish. You got stung by a jellyfish inside your body. Okay? Listen.
It's mycelium.
And then she's like, Triple D, shut up.
Triple D?
Let me piss on it.
Yeah,
Triple D, guess
dong.
What? First class smells like piss now.
Finish fucking Dennis Dog's always trying to piss on shit. God
Dense
damn it,
Dog
Dennis
Dong.
Just, baby, let me piss on it.
Wait, did we talk about Dense Dog Dong on the show, or was that pre-show?
That was like 45 minutes
ago. I don't know.
You need to sit your little sexy ass
down. That was the show.
Wow.
Thank you guys. We did it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy damn New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's a new year. It's a new us. Oh, by the way, I want you to go to Quiznos. I want you to order the Slammich. And then I want you to go into that pristine bathroom they got in there and shove it up your fucking ass. Stick it up your ass, even.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!